Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us every Tuesday night on bbsradio.com. And we're also live streaming here tonight via live stream broadcasting system on love528tv.net. That's love528tv.net. I want to draw to your attention tonight, well, before we begin, I probably should just give it up to the Creator. Thanks, Creator, for all the blessings that you give us. Thanks for the audience tonight. Thanks for the opportunity to be on BBS Radio. Thanks for helping us win tonight, Heavenly Creator. There's a lot of talk about people resisting vaccinations in the airways, and I want to thank you for waking people up in time to save a lot of lives. So in Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you for all these things. Thanks, folks, for joining us every Tuesday night on BBS Radio. We come to you 12 midnight on the East Coast and 9 o'clock Pacific, and 3 hours back in Hawaii. There's been a lot of news in Hawaii. I would love to have had Roxy Hampton on tonight because she issued an extremely interesting statement in email form that was associated with Dr. Michelle Carbone, who is a professor emeritus and a very highly esteemed pathologist with tremendous training in vaccine testing, vaccine safety, vaccine contamination, and there were some very, very important revelations that occurred today. But before we get to that today, we've got some very, very interesting news. If you've been tuned into mainstream media, what you may have already heard is that there are a lot of people who are jumping off of the vaccine bandwagon and jumping onto our bandwagon, which has basically been engaging the truth that shall set us free regarding vaccination, contaminations, vaccine injuries, and the indemnification by the insurance industrialists and the government officials from any harm that they will do by vaccinating the people, we the people. So it's interesting, I understand that there were several talk show hosts that came out in the last 48 hours, including Rush Limbaugh, and said that they will not take this vaccination for a variety of different reasons. Nobody's talking about the main vaccine reason, a vaccine injury. Nobody's really talking about how unsafe these vaccines are in the mainstream, and nobody's talking about what we've been talking about on BBS Radio the last couple weeks. After the publication of the affidavit, of my affidavit that you can read on fluscam.com. If you haven't read it yet, you really need to. It's extremely important and it's relevant to everything that's taking place today, and particularly in regard to how we win and why we win. Exposing with the light of love and truth the devil doers, those who deceive people. Talks about that in the Bible. Those who deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations in these end times. Talks about those extremely wealthy people, and that limits your selection to a handful. The Rockefeller petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. Those in the Partnership for New York City that we've been exposing over the last several weeks. Those Rockefeller entities and organizations, institutions, and individuals that run the media. The mass mind controllers. We're talking about David Rockefeller, who founded the Partnership for New York City and subsequently got co-honorary chairmen such as Rupert Murdoch, such as Thomas Glocer, such as Lloyd Frank, I always get that name wrong. I can't remember the name. I have a mental block. Forgive Dr. Len tonight. I think it's Frank Bine. And so the concept that these folks have gathered their drug ring, their petrochemical cartel that's engaged in biotechnologies, the most advanced biotechnology consortium in the world is who we're talking about, the Partnership for New York City. And that these individuals, that you can actually do a Google search. If you Google search Partnership for New York City and then read through who are the corporate sponsors and the individual sponsors and then what these people are engaged in, and then you read press releases about it. That's essentially what Sherry Kane and I did a couple weeks ago to come out with the most extraordinary revelations in terms of conflicting interests that the planet has ever seen, particularly health sciences. So in a minute we're going to be joined. Jerry Kane's just coming into the studio, and hope we'll join Sherry. Sherry, come on in. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm really happy to be here.
We look like red, white, and blue tonight.
We're very patriotic.
I guess we're very patriotic. I guess vaccine resistors can be patriots, too.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're not for the Patriot Act, of course.
No, against the people behind 9/11. So, I was just stumped a couple of minutes ago. Was it Frank Fein? Is that what it is? Who's Lloyd from Goldman Sachs?
Blank Fein.
There you go. See, I have to have Sherry to support Dr. Len tonight. Blank Fein, huh?
Yes, Lloyd Blank Fein. He is the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Yes.
Goldman Sachs. Yes. Who funded, we went to see a couple films this week. Oh, here's a report. You're going to have a film critic. Sherry Kane is going to be a film critic tonight. Tell them about the films we saw this week.
Well, we saw Inglourious Basterds, which was produced by the Miramax brothers, Harvey and Bob Weinstein.
Funded by
Lloyd Blankfein. And also the Weinstein Company was bought out by ABC Disney. So,
which is funded by Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein.
And another point about Lloyd Blankfein, I'm not sure if this was included before I got in here, but he is the co-chairman for the Partnership of New York City. And if people remember, that's the other co-chairman for the Partnership for New York City is Rupert Murdoch.
So you got Murdoch, David Rockefeller, Lloyd Blankfein,
yes,
who is actually at the helm of the Partnership for New York City, the world's most advanced biotechnology consortium, the guys who are making the money from the fright, the media's manipulation of the mass mind, and Thomas Glocer, right?
Thomas Glocer, he's the CEO of Reuters. He's also the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals.
So imagine that conflicting interest. The people that broke the story on the Mexican flu, H5N1 said to be included, potentially, causing extreme fright, was Thomas Glocer.
Exactly.
Wow.
Isn't that ironic?
Ironic, yeah, wow. What a rude awakening to how it really works in the real world.
Well, what's really interesting is another movie that we saw was Capitalism, A Love Story, that was directed by...
Michael Moore. Michael Moore's new film.
Produced by the Miramax Company.
Same people.
The Weinstein Company, which is formerly the Miramax Company. They actually sold it out, and now they're called the Weinstein Company. It's the same people, which is really interesting because this movie was about capitalism, but it was anti-capitalism. It really made capitalism look bad in every single form. There was nothing good about capitalism in that movie. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It was just like, it totally stunk. It was like, why would we even want to live in a country that had capitalism? It was really pro-Barack Obama, I felt, and it was pro-socialism, New World Order, which would probably take some socialism, which is where they're going toward the European way, which would be more socialism, but taking away your rights, saying, you know, you'll have universal health care. You don't have that right now with capitalism. Every man fights with the other man. They'll steal your house from under you. Buy it one minute, next minute it's taken from you. Nobody really has any control of their property because it's just a free country. So free that anybody can come and take your house. Who really wants to live like that? It really made it look
horrible.
Harsh.
You know, what was interesting to me, there were several elements of it that were interesting to me. You know, Michael Moore is certainly a propagandist. He's absolutely, clearly a propagandist. They were actually, though, it was interesting that he was banging Lloyd Blankfein, right?
Exactly.
He was really banging him, but not so much to the extent that we are, or that folks on BBS Radio or Alex Jones might. The fact of the matter is he falls short. He actually just gets to the point where he starts to mention who's really pulling the strings, but then his funding would dry up because it was, again, Goldman Sachs who funded this merger or this transition to Disney, Miramax, the Weinstein Company, And that, interestingly enough, another thing that we did the last couple of days was we wrote and we are about to issue another press release on the Dr. Oz situation. ABC Television,
Once again, you might recall.
Again, so you got Disney, Miramax, Weinstein Brothers, and ABC all in the same little pod, and that these are the guys that are pulling the strings of the propaganda, making people think they got to get injected, infected, intoxicated, and depopulated.
And we see, well, you see actually Dr. Oz getting an injection. But what's interesting about that, and I mentioned this on the show last week, is that Dr. Oz is a label reader, a food label reader. He's made his living on writing books about reading food labels, about people staying healthy when they read their food labels. And here is a man who did not show the ingredients of the vaccination that he took. And I read recently in another article that was actually on the internet, on one of the newspapers, that he said that he would not inject his family. His children would not get injected. So there's another reason why we don't believe that he was actually injected. It's probably
saline solution, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a scam. What an incredible scam. We have a caller. Well, hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. Who's calling and where are you from? Hi, how's our signal coming out to you tonight?
It's good. It's good. I'm not on the actual internet right now. I'm just doing via phone right now. So I can't hear you very well, but I can hear you.
Okay. Well, what's your name? Yeah.
My name is Gabriel Valdez, and the question is a little bit off of what the subject is tonight, as far as Rockefeller and stuff. I'm pretty knowledgeable in that area, but as far as celebrations, healing celebrations, is that what it's called? I was curious as to if a person does all the necessary steps to getting back to optimum health, and I'm still not to that level yet, what other options can I take from there on out? I've done so many therapies, it's unbelievable, and I'm still having some symptoms. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, are you recovering from, the virus itself?
I'm not sure what actually I'm recovering from. I know I've had West Nile sometime in my life, and I was told I had Bartonella as well, but I've done Rife machines, I've done, the Bob Beck protocol, I've done hyperbaric oxygen tanks, which I'm still doing, I've done my Atlas, I've done MMS, extreme detoxifications, and I still cannot beat these residual symptoms.
Have you tried OxySilver and Zeolife?
Zeolife I have tried. The OxySilver I have not tried yet. But I did like the IV vitamin C as well. I mean, I've done tons of antimicrobials.
Go to OxySilver.net and check it out.
Okay.
So you know, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
First of all, the first question is, with all everything that you've been doing, have you been feeling better at all? Any improvement whatsoever?
Yes, sir. I have gotten some improvements. Yes, sir.
Okay. So first of all, you know, typically what I appreciate people understanding is once you degenerate into dis-ease, and once there's fundamentally a biospiritual or energy block that's also associated with predispositions for infections. See, if our spirits were really, really profoundly powerful and literally moving optimally, we wouldn't get it. We wouldn't get sick because the viruses couldn't operate in that love, in that light, in that power. And
once you
get to that place, typically it takes years to get there. You know, we're intoxicated and traumatized from birth on through adulthood. When did you come down with the West Nile virus infection? Do you recall what year was that?
It was about approximately 6 years ago. But the funny thing is that I think I had the West Nile. I recovered from that, and then I slowly started getting sick from different symptoms after that.
Yeah.
And
so
it took them 3 years for them just to find the West Nile in my body. So they were just the doctors just kind of kept. I went back and forth to the emergency office like at least half a dozen times. They told me I was just having anxiety and panic attacks. And then finally I went to go ahead.
Where did you think you contacted the West Nile? Were you traveling?
No, ma'am. Just here in New Mexico. I don't go to the mountains. I think I was tanning by a pool is what I was doing.
Yeah, you know, quite frankly, I don't believe in more than half of the diagnoses that are put onto people. Because when you consider Bichamp, you know, versus Pasteur and the whole argument of whether microbes are fixed, there's a whole concept of pleomorphism, or they actually change from these little microsomal entities that you can't even see. They're not even viruses yet. And then they suddenly coalesce, and they typically coalesce only in an environment that's polluted and helps to culture those germs. So the expression of a virus and a diagnosis of a particular viral pathology and a disease, you know, I don't buy into it because the entire field is fraudulent. It's based on the scam. First scam is that you're a physical being and that's all you are. The fundamental block, the separation of church and state, which is reinforced in science, that you can't bring up spirituality. You know, people who even advance, I have personal friends of mine, Mirren Brzezinko, who advanced the field of psychoneuroimmunology. That means the connection between how you think to your nervous system, to the hormones, to the boosting of the immune system, how that's intimately connected. His work has been suppressed, and everything that is really advancing deals with the paradigm of popping magic pills to cure every ill. And I don't buy into it. The reality is I don't like going to doctors. I don't like what they do. I don't like getting labels. I don't believe in them. Now, this concept of having you been suddenly, you know, sickened by something, basically it took years for you to get there. And the way out of that is kind of like if you can imagine a spiral, if you draw on a piece of paper, starting, you know, at one spot, a spiral, like you're spiraling up, and as you get higher on the page, the circles get bigger and bigger until you're finally up at the top. That's the healing process. And if you look at that, the way that that happens, you know, you can start off very, very sick. You haven't done anything in alternative medicine. And suddenly you start to do the things that you're talking about that you've done. And what you'll do is you'll go from a real low position, the worst possible feeling, let's say on a scale of 1 to 100, a 5, if 100 is optimal health. And then what happens is you do these things and you'll come up to the next level, but then it levels off. And then suddenly it goes down again, where you get a little sicker. But you're not as bad. You're not down to a 5. You're maybe down to an 8 or a 10. And then you work with that. You keep doing the 5 steps, and then you'll go up to maybe a 15 or a 20, and then all of a sudden you'll go back down to a 12. You see, that's the healing process. Everything is spiraling in the universe. That's precisely the way the healing process works as well. So I want to encourage you to keep at it. Don't lose, you know, your hope in it, because it's really the only sane thing that you can get engaged in. You know, with regard to Sherry suggesting that you try OxySilver, I would highly encourage you to try it with prayer. And the reason why I say it, do you pray?
I try to. I've been discouraged since this has happened.
You've been discouraged from prayer as this has happened?
Since I've gotten sick, yes, sir. I was pretty faithful prior to getting sick, and then when I got sick, I kind of got discouraged about the whole prayer.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of, you know, you're very much like a lot of people, but if you think about the lunacy of this thing, you know, we lose faith. Think about this. We lose faith because we get sick. We don't think to ourselves, we've gotten sick because we've lost faith, and we're now following everything that the Rockefeller directed cartel wants you to follow. Everything on the boob tube, the major lifestyle risks. are promoted via the advertising and the behavior modeling of all the models. In the old days, it was the models smoking cigarettes. And so the culture, the American culture, went into smoking cigarettes. So that the hypnosis machine that is talked about in the Bible, it talks about those who fornicated with the devil, deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations in the end times, practiced sorcery, that's pharmaceuticals, and cast magic spells via the television hypnosis machine, has gotten you and everybody else who's lost faith and lost the truth and lost the understanding of the Old Testament laws of purity, living simply, nutritionally conscious, thinking about the fact that we're now engaging caffeine, nicotine, sugar, refined carbohydrates, and garbage chocolates. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress. We've never been so stressed as a people worldwide. Everything is so stressful, from the lighting systems to the frequencies and the cell phones. All of that's putting aberrant radiations into our Holy Spirit-filled temple. So that's stressful. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol,
right.
Pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat.
Can I also add something to that? All of these things, there's huge promotions for you to eat things that have lots of sugar, to smoke cigarettes, to drink alcohol. There's subliminal messaging in magazines and on television, and that's part of the whole diagnosis too. The idea that the doctors want you to get sick, they want to diagnose you with whatever they create so they can give you more drugs, sell you more drugs, the pharmaceuticals make more money. It's a huge money-making industry. All of the bad things for you, all of the wrong diagnosis on your health, all of that is meant for them to create more money. It's based on greed. And it's really, really sad that so many people die every year from being diagnosed incorrectly, from being given drugs that their system just rejects. And it causes strokes. It causes heart attacks. It causes them to go into comas, to die. Everything.
Leading cause of death.
Yeah, it's a leading cause
of
death.
It's a leading cause of death in the United States is pharmaceutical drug reactions, interactions. And so, if you understand that over the years, as you've been exposed to that lifestyle and that propaganda that has literally taken you out of the world of the Creator, losing faith in the Creator, instilling faith in the pagan gods, the medical deities, that's what they are. They're looked upon. The god of science is a pagan god. And so it's interesting that people get sick, and then they decide to themselves, God doesn't love me anymore. And, you know, God is sitting back just kind of like, you know, happy, smiling, in balance, going, hey, that's your choice because I gave you free will. You can do anything that you choose to do. Unfortunately, that's being taken away with the mandatory vaccinations today, but again, both the intoxications from vaccinations, the immune suppression, taking away God's most blessed gifts, freedom of choice, free will, and the immune system that protects us against everything. It's your immune system that fights off even the chemical toxins. It's involved in every aspect of health. So these two are the things that are being challenged. But the lifestyle seduction is really what has gotten you down there. Now, why I mention that is because if you understand what oxysilver is, it's not simply a replacement for colloidal silver. Not at all. Yes, it is far, far superior to colloidal silver. And for those people who want to take it for infectious diseases, that's great. We can terminate our dependence on antibiotics and dispense with all vaccinations with oxysilver, silver hydrosol that's covalently bonded. But if you study the covalent bonding of what's really happening, and on the website oxysilver.com, if you get into the back sections through the research articles and archive link, you'll get to the back sections of the research pages where we just put up a new explanation of why oxysilver is so different, not just from colloidal silvers, but even the best silver hydrosols in the world that vaccinations and antibiotics can't even come close to a good silver hydrosol. But oxysilver is far more advanced than that because of the two other things that it does. One is when you study the bond between a nano silver particle and an oxygen particle in water, and you realize what happens to the molecule itself, you say that you've been undergoing oxygenation therapy, right?
Sure.
Have you gotten any benefit from that?
I wouldn't say so. I've done only 12 treatments so far.
And would you say that, you know, its situation has improved a little bit?
They said I might get worse before I get better, and I think I've got my muscle twitching has gone severely worse.
Interesting. Because you're detoxing. Take Zeolife. And you've been on Zeolife?
Yeah, I have Zeolife.
Okay.
Not Zeolite, but Zeolite.
Not Zeolite, Zeolife,
Z-E-O-L-I-F-E. Yes, sir, with the F, life, L-I-F-E, yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Okay. So are you taking about a teaspoon of that a day or a little bit more, maybe? 2 teaspoons a day?
I haven't taken it in a while, but I'll start again. I was taking 2 dropperfuls a day.
Okay. Well, you know, it wouldn't hurt you to take a capful of that a day or maybe 2 capfuls, like a couple of teaspoons. And what you'll find that is going to be helping to detox, because what the oxygenation therapy is actually probably doing, why they told you that you may get worse before you get better, is because you're detoxing. But that's the second aspect of what OxySilver will do. It'll prompt a natural, normal oxygenation of your blood and on the tissues. But that's not even that is why I urge people to get involved in OxySilver. It's the third thing. It's the realization that a nanoparticle silver bonded to water creates a double superconductor. You know what a superconductor is, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so water is a superconductor, silver is a superconductor. You put the two of them together, you got a double superconductor. A superconductor of what? Any idea?
No, sir.
How about when you speak underwater? You ever listen to a dolphin or a whale that can sing in Hawaii and be heard in South Africa?
I've heard them.
Yeah, water is a superconductor of sound and light.
Frequencies.
Sound and light, frequencies. Part of the electromagnetic spectrum of energies. And what is the spirit? An energy. Where does all of the energy in the universe come from? One source. You could say God, but it's part of the triune God. It's water. All of the energy in the universe comes from hydrogen. The electron. Like in Einstein's day, E equals mc squared energy, but it's also the symbol for the electron. And so you got the chemical formula of water, H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. That right there is the basis for the entire universe and everything that's going on in any system anywhere in the universe. Because it's that electron that's literally moving through the wires right now that's creating the light. It's the electron flow through the circuitry and the computer chips, which have the silicon chips that are moving electrons for signaling through them so that you see us and hear us right now. Now, if you understand that's the fundamental thing, and you understand that prayer, those of us who have not lost faith, understand the power of prayer. Miracles happen from people praying. Otherwise, if they didn't, basically, it would have been set aside and forgotten a long time ago. The same kind of concept, but not nearly as powerful, exists in this thing called placebo. You know what a placebo is, right?
Sure.
So a placebo is a belief. If somebody hands you a pill with authority and a white lab coat and a stethoscope around their neck and says to you, this is going to cure you, and says that to 100 people the same way, all sick, a third of them will get cured, no matter what they've got. That's the power of positive thinking. That's the power of suggestion. Now, but that's not the power of prayer. The power of prayer goes far more Because you've got not just the power of the positive thinking, you've got the heart involved. Now, because of the revelations that we have had, you know, if you were watching or getting involved, have you read the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code yet?
No, the only thing I saw in your Da Vinci Code was your H2O seminar.
Okay. Well, if you get into the Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book, and you start to learn that process, you'll get to the realization. And you can also go online. If you study love528.com, love528.com.
I've done a lot of it. I write 528 in all my water bottles.
Okay, well, on that, I don't know if you got to Victor Showell's work. Vic Showell, Victory Shows You Well. What the relationship is to 528. It's the center, the heart of the universe. It's the heart of the matrix. All of the sacred geometry comes out of 528 energetics. And so the mathematics literally have an energy, have a frequency, has a resonance signature, and that is the heart of the Creator. That's what creates, is that love is love. It's a frequency 528. Like right now, people are maybe listening to this program on micro networks and like AM stations or FM stations. You know, you tune into a certain frequency in order to get the clear channel broadcast, right?
Correct.
What happens if you go one decimal point off? Instead of 99.6, you go 99.7. You lose the signal, right?
Yes, sir.
So the fact is that if what I'm saying is true, and we've got the top scientists and physicists and mathematicians and biophysicists telling us, yes, it's true, that means that your heart is resonating. The power of heartfelt, loving intention that's put out with prayer, the most clear channel, powerful broadcast that can take is 528. And that's how you were created. You were created out of the love, out of the heart of the Creator, to manifest you as a magnificent human being, capable, worthy of doing so many miracles in life. And we've been dumbed down, mind-controlled, and enslaved, not simply to the drugs, but to the heresies, to the insanities, the hypocrisies, the doctrines, the dogmas. You know, it's like Jesus once said, Yeshua said, it is by the traditions of men that make the word to no avail. It is by our traditions, doctrines, dogmas, that we lose the connection to this clear channel broadcast, this powerful, faithful connection that we have to the Creator of the universe. Do you think that it would be hard for God to heal you?
Not at all.
Not at all. Instant, right? Now, so given that, if in the beginning there's a Creator, there was the water. Go back, Genesis 1:1-1:2. The beginning there was a Creator, there was the water. Even before the Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered over the face of the water and divided the water from the water to create this dome that the physicists call the quantum field, into which the sound frequency, let there be light, the music of creative toning and verbal direction through the labiaratum, the lips, the creative instruments. And you were created in the image of the Creator with the composition of the Creator and creation. Think about it. How much of your body is water?
70%.
I'll tell you, it's only 70%, you're dehydrated big time. And that may be some of the problem. How much water do you drink in any day?
Oh, I drink about anywhere between 3/4 gallon to half a gallon a day.
Okay, so from a half a gallon to 3/4 gallon, that's good. How much do you weigh?
I used to weigh 180, now I'm at 150.
Oh boy, okay. Yeah, so you're drinking adequate amounts of water. Are you adjusting the pH of that water? Is it a pH of 8?
Yes, sir. The pH is, I do a product called Soda Life that adjusts the pH of the water.
Good, okay. So you're getting the proper pH. And why that's important, again, it goes back to this concept of parts hydrogen. Hydrogen, the energy donor, the electrical donor. So, okay, so getting back, your body is should be about between, let's say, 83 to 86% of good hydrated water. That means 86% of your body is part of the triune God. Part of the triune God. That means you're part of the divine family. You're a brother of the Messiah, Yeshua. And so the rest of your body is minerals. It's lava rock, basically, broken down, pulverized, beat up by the water, and created these minerals that you're made of. That's the rest of your body. Now, how everything falls into place, how it comes together, how the cells form and the round nuclei develop, and then the chemical reactions occur so that the organic molecules are all in six-sided hexagonal-shaped rings like carbon six. How that all happens is simply by the word, the frequency, the sound, the mathematics, the vibrational essence of divinity manifesting humanity every instant. So if you understand that fundamental, that you were created in the Creator's image, that is imagination, and you may look like the Creator who had lips, who spoke the world into existence, or the universe into existence, and you have two lips that are used in prayer. And then if you understand that what literally created was love, the most powerful healer in the universe is love. Because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, said Yeshua. But he wasn't talking about, you know, some distant place. He says the kingdom of heaven is near. He didn't say temporally far off in time, like after the year 2012 we'll be in heaven. No, it's right here. It's right now. That's how he was able to walk on water, because he was part of the matrix. He was engaged in the parallel universe. He could be spirit. He could give the visual presentation of a physical being, but he was a full spirit. So he was able to defy gravity and operate in the parallel reality, the parallel universe that this math matrix lays out. I'm sharing this with you because I'm praying that you'll reinstill faith in yourself, in God within you. And what's that requires is the practice of using the lips, the labia rhetum, in prayer, and in positive, loving, heartfelt intention to heal, to be of what purpose, to serve in a meaningful way. What do you do for work?
I used to be a police officer. Now I'm a meat cutter.
Okay.
I had to quit my job, so just because of my illness.
Yeah. So I would focus on, like, what's your passion? If you were passionate about something, what would it be?
I'm sorry, sir?
If you were, like, really passionate about some social service, would it be police work?
No, I'd want to be a healer now because of as much as I have learned going through my process.
Beautiful. You know, that's wonderful, because that's what I tell people, to always use that illness as a great blessing to help yourself and as well as others learn about the truth that shall set us free. That's wonderful. So, you know, I would highly encourage you, you know, get in touch with Sherry, because she's advancing with us this Healthy World Organization that's made up of people like yourself who have a desire to contribute as healers for the planet, which is in dire need of just a force of peacemakers and healers. So
the thing is, I have all this knowledge on what to do for other people, but it seems like none of it's working for me. I've helped at least half a dozen of people get through their elements, and I'm still struggling through mine, regardless of, you know, a couple of people have already pretty much done 100% off what I've told them, and here I am still suffering with my elements, you know.
Well, okay, you got to look at things holistically, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially. So let's talk, of course, spiritually. So let me ask you something. If you were to be really honest and name the top three things that you get by staying sick, what would they be?
The top three things that get off staying sick?
No, but like, frankly, there's a psycho-spiritual emotional component to illness. There is what's called sick role behavior, whereby people get insurance premiums for unemployment. Do you get any of those?
No, I don't.
Do you get welfare or social service?
No, sir. I've continued working full-time through this whole sickness. I don't know how I've done it, but I have.
Beautiful, brother. That's wonderful. Do you have any women in your life? Are you married?
No, sir. I have a girlfriend, though.
Okay. And does she give you sympathy with your illness that you appreciate and may have an attachment to?
She gives me tons of support through my illness, and she prays for me all the time. She constantly kicks my butt to make sure I'm moving in the right direction. She's a great person. Great. Couldn't ask for anything more.
That's beautiful. You know, it sounds like you're very sincere, you know, and I appreciate your honesty, and I appreciate your also being able to share these things with everybody, but that we're broadcasting to right now. But there's always some reasons that we have within us that we accept less than who we really are. And in a lot of cases, I don't know for sure about yours, but a lot of times there is an attachment or there is a feeling of unworthiness. I don't know if that has anything to do with your situation, but, you know, do you feel like you're absolutely worthy of being healed?
Right now I'm pretty down on myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, so I would really look at that possibly as one of the factors that's holding you back. Because, again, if you've lost faith in Creator and you don't pray and you're down on yourself, think about that. You're down on the Creator and you're down on yourself. And I've just explained the fact that the Creator is in you, living in the living body of water and soaking up the love vibrations that sustains you. In fact, if it wasn't for the Creator right now sending you love vibrations in 5-8, you wouldn't be here. You would have left the planet already. So that's something to look at. That's something to get engaged with a counselor or a health educator or a dear friend or a minister, somebody who you could literally work with, who's wise, who has the wisdom of Solomon and can guide you through this tribulation that deals with a lack of, in essence, self-esteem. Because literally, if you knew how magnificent, worthy, and capable you are in the Creator, likewise, that is... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The thing is that I had tons of self-esteem and I had tons of confidence prior to this, and now it kind of just went downhill, you know?
Yeah, well, again, you know, you look at so many Bible stories. I've lived a couple of them, like the book of Job, you know. He lost everything. And he bitched and moaned and complained the whole time, but he never lost faith in God. And then everything was restored, and then everything was multiplied, all of his possessions. He lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his farm. He lost his farm animals. He lost absolutely all of his wealth, and he never lost faith. He bitched and he moaned and he complained. So that is clearly one of the things that I think you need to have as part of your healing regimen. You know, you've done so many wonderful things for yourself. You've done all the right things, but That's the most important thing. And why I started on this track is because back to OxySilver, I urge people, always, my family, my children, everybody, to use it with prayer. Because it's meant to be an amplifier for that loving, clear channel broadcast where there's nothing missing or broken. The 528 hertz frequency that we put in OxySilver resonates it so that when you take it, it will vibrate your body to that. And if you then align your heart with heartfelt loving intention, with a full appreciation, a full grasp of how powerful you are as a prayer, peacemaker, healer, that if you grasp that and have full faith and confidence, you're talking about a mega placebo. You'll heal yourself. You'll oust all disease. It has no capacity to remain as darkness in that light.
And also, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. So it's also a test of faith there. Sometimes we go through these trials and tribulations because our faith is being tested. And the stronger that we stay in the Creator, that's where things will come out better than they were before. And I believe that. I've gone through those times, and I've always come out better in the end, more stronger, healthier, wiser. Whatever the lesson is for me to learn, for any of us to learn when we go through these things, it really all is a test, and it's a spiritual test. So I think, like, I would definitely go back into praying and just go back into your faith and just put your faith into the Creator. Leave your burden on the Creator. And that's what the Creator's for. The Creator wants to take your burden away. He doesn't want us to have this pain. And I think it's all a test of love. It's kind of like love. It's kind of like the life that you live. Like, we sometimes test our loved ones that way to see if they will, how much they love us. We'll do things, or we'll say things, or we'll leave. And it's kind of a test. And that's sort of like, in a spiritual sense, what's going on right now. I think that, you know, it would be something to look at and reevaluate.
Yeah, and the whole planet's being tested right now. There's a lot of people who are checking out right now. You know, so you have to really take stock in yourself and think about the purpose and the mission that you have to be of social service and be able to, you know, contribute to others in a way that is you're passionate about. So, yeah, now, the other thing is, have you gotten a copy of Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD yet?
No, I haven't. I've been told, I called your healing, what is it called, Healing Center?
Healthy World Store, yeah.
Yeah, and I called them, they told me to get that as well, so I'll be getting that tomorrow.
Excellent. Yeah, and here's how you use that. You know, you can put that on in the daytime, but I love using it at night with prayer. Before you go to sleep, put it on, lie down. Have you had any, like, Rife machines, or are you using any bioenergetic? What kind of unit are you using?
It was a chiropractor's unit that I was using, his Rife machine, so I'm not sure what kind of unit it was. But I was also using the Bob Beck blood purifier as well.
Okay. Did you feel any benefit from that?
No, I have not.
Well, I used to love the Miracle 6. Unfortunately, the poor man that produced it for us is in prison right now. Jim Folsom has been put away for allegedly practicing medicine without a license under this hideous apostasy, Babylonian hypocrisy, this thing that we have, globalism and this, you know, retardation of health science. At any rate, I always like to use those machines at night before I go to bed. You know, sleep is healing, and so you have a fundamental relaxation response that's facilitating a energetic restoration of your body in the evening. And I put on the Holy Harmony CD at bedtime, and I use it with prayer. It's to be used with prayer, because it really will transform your room into like the Sistine Chapel. It'll feel like this Gregorian chapel that you're in, and that the power of those frequencies, 528 is one of them. And Jonathan used a brilliant set of tuning forks. We sell those at Healthy World Store. But the, you know, if you get the CD, play it at night with prayer. And I would be really, really surprised if that also, you know, wasn't helpful to you.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I can't think of anything right now, anything else to share with you. You know, I'm glad that you're doing the water and the pH adjustment, and you're doing pretty much a lot of good things. I would say keep it up and let us know how you're feeling, and you know, with prayer, with the addition of prayer and maybe OxySilver. Check it out.
Okay.
Also, don't forget, use the OxySilver with prayer.
And visit healthyworldorganization.com and contact me through that once you go through the site. I think that we can connect, and I can introduce you to a lot of different things. I think that it may be your calling, you know. It might put you on the path of what you're supposed to be doing, because the people that do go through the program are going to be able to get be eligible to get a doctorate after they do a six-year program, a doctorate in energy medicine. So
it's exciting. You know, you've heard of Nikola Tesla, right?
Yes, Tesla I have heard of.
Okay, did you know, if you want to know my personal philosophies, I've written several essays on a website that's called healthyworldsolutions.com, healthyworldsolutions.com, and one of the essays is called Why Tesla Prayed More Than Einstein. And it's a very interesting article that I would highly encourage you to read that one too. Because what you'll learn there is that the most brilliant man in the last couple centuries, Nikola Tesla, he would always pray, not just when he started a project, but just before he would turn his machines on, like his brilliant energy machines. He would always pray. And if he didn't pray, most of the time, they wouldn't work. And there's an interesting, today, contemporary parallel to that. If you go into the Healthy World store, there is a very expensive $20 a bottle water called Live H2O that has a spark when you touch it. And that water is produced. It's an extremely potent healing water. It's a holy water. And that is produced with Tesla technology. But you know, without prayer by the people who manufacture it with us and for us, without prayer, it doesn't work either. Without prayer, it doesn't develop that spark when you put your finger in it. Imagine that. The same manufacturing process is used. With prayer, it works. Without prayer, it doesn't work. So that's what Tesla was into. And because of what I shared with you earlier, Tesla understood what, beyond what Einstein understood, he understood what the greatest minds in the history of this planet understood, that it's this intent, this heartfelt, loving intention that's literally connected to the heavenly throne, the creator, creation source. And if you want to recreate yourself and help, you got to use prayer. Okay? Excellent. Thanks a lot, brother. Be blessed.
Good touch.
Yeah, so we've got just a couple of minutes. Sherry, you want to share anything important?
Well, yeah, I want to let everybody know that if you have a moment, go to Healthy World Organization and check out what we're doing. We are going to be having three levels of seminars available, which are going to be they're going to be a wealth of information. Dr. Horowitz is going to be training level 1, 2, and level 3. Level 1 is going to be basic physiology. What else can you tell them about what you're going to be training in level 1, 2,
and
3?
Yeah, level 1 is going to be really everything that we're talking about here tonight, but on a step-by-step going through how the body really works, how this miracle of manifestation into the physical reality we call a human body, how it actually manifests physiologically, the metabolism involved, everything that's involved in, also everything from OxySilver and Zeolife and all the products and the minerals, love minerals, everything that we're made of and that we're now understanding that we would give ourselves for healing, because we are spiritual beings. The concept of using the latest understanding of biophysics and how it operates in the body, that's step one. Level one will be all about that. Level two deals with the psychosocial, emotional correlates and antecedents for miraculous healing. So many times we do ourselves in because of trauma from our earliest years. Pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival set us up in these sick roles, into these behavior patterns, these neurotic, repeating types of self-destruction patterns. And so step two, level two, deals with how to understand the dynamics of that, understanding not just for yourself, but for contributing to others to help others alleviate that burden from their own lives. And then step three deals with my favorite subject of all, this whole concept of the most advanced metaphysics dealing with biophysics and energy medicine and bioenergetics and electrogenetics and the sound and light frequency healing modalities and the essential oils and looking at how resonant frequencies through our nostrils, through our eyes, through our hearts, literally fundamentally creates, restores, sustains, and produces miracle after miracle. Even though we've been blinded by the false doctrines of our culture, academic tracking into insanity, it's a time to set ourselves free. So level three deals with the most advanced ambassadors. The Healthy World Ambassadors will have the best of them. We'll have gone through all three levels. And then, as Sherry mentioned, you'll have an opportunity from there to enroll in a 6-year degree program to become a doctor of energy medicine. And that will be certified by an accredited university that will be able to make you board eligible for a naturopathic certification and licensure in any state and any province in North America. So that's what Sherry's working on.
One more thing that we forgot to mention here is that once you decide that you would like to pursue this ambassador program, you will also be partnering with us, and you'll be able to have a lucrative, an amazing lucrative opportunity to save so many lives and also make a lot of money. So it's great. So while you're pursuing this amazing new path, it's going to be one of the, probably, the, I would say, the top careers to go pursue, because Western medicine is going to go straight down the drain when people realize how much fraud is involved, how these people are not out to save your life. They're out to kill you. They're out to get your money. They're out to diagnose you incorrectly. Once people realize really how misleading Western medicine is, so many more people are going to jump on board to alternative medicine, and you're going to be at the forefront of this. You're going to be able to be one of the first people that's actually out there with this career. So we encourage you all to go to Healthy World Organization and check out what we're doing and find out a way you can get involved in this program. All you would need to do is contact me at info@healthyworld.org or info@healthyworld.com. And just let me know your interest. I'll send you information on it. I'll put you on the mailing list so you can receive the newsletter as well and see how we are advancing on this. It should be up within the next few weeks. And we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. And
yeah, there's a toll-free number also. For any of the things that we talked about tonight, it's 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. Go to fluscam.com, Go to Healthy World Store. Thanks very much. Stay tuned. Don Nikoloff is coming up on BBS Radio with Evident Footprints. Stay tuned for Brother Don. Bye-bye.